Action item number 12, discussion and possible action on amendments to water contract definitions. Jason Frith. How are you, Jason?
Good afternoon. The authority currently makes water available to its customers based on standard form contracts that have been approved by the board of directors. Each of those contracts will specify use or uses for which the customer can use that water. Those uses are defined in that contract, and the contract can be terminated if the customer uses it for a different use than what's stated in that contract. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality has promulgated definitions in the Texas Administrative Code for these definitions as well. And currently, the definitions in our contract, for the most part, are consistent with those definitions in the Texas Administrative Code. The purpose of this resolution here is to make a few minor changes to make those definitions absolutely consistent with the Texas Administrative Code. The resolution that we have here makes a change to industrial use. What it does is delete commercial feedlot operations from that definition, as that use is now considered agricultural. The second change adds some language to municipal use, providing for the use of reclaimed water and the application of municipal sewage effluent under certain circumstances. So if there's any questions.
So yes. Have we changed the agricultural use definition to include feedlot operations?
We're not currently authorized to use for agricultural purposes. We have a definition for irrigation in the water contract, but the ag definition is for the ag rate, which is defined to include things that are actually irrigation, which we're authorized to use.
Okay, I'm looking on page 299 in the paragraph right above financial impact, and it says that the above definition of industrial use deletes concentrated animal feedlot operations, as this type of use is now considered agricultural.
It's considered agricultural by TSEC. Our permits that we have don't authorize agricultural use. We're authorized to sell for irrigation use. So we don't define agriculture in conformance with that definition.
This is the same thing that we kind of got into last time, and it's really confusing because I don't know, there are multiple, we are using multiple definitions. We're changing one definition, but for what purpose? Because it still doesn't suit our purposes. I mean, I'm still just completely confused as to what agriculture. I mean, I understand what you're saying on the irrigation. That is what we are allowed to, you know, give it a different rate to. But if that's the case, then why are we changing definitions here? It seems like we're just simply going through motions.
Part of what we're struggling to reconcile is y'all, I think, rightfully pointed out that there was a nomenclature dispute when we this agenda item kind of reared its head before. But the real crux to the thing is TSEC doesn't authorize us to sell water right now to ag customers. Even though we called irrigation ag water, it's irrigation water, and that is what our TCEQ permits allow us to sell water for. So as a practical matter, what this language does is it basically harmonizes our contract language with what our permits allow us to sell water for. Well, yes. Yeah, so outside of all of this is still the issue of CAFOs and AFOs and all that kind of stuff. It's a moot point to some extent because we don't have customers that are CAFOs. That part of our watershed, they're not buying surface water and using surface water. They can't afford it. They're buying groundwater, they're putting in wells, They're using what they have there as opposed to our supplies, and we're not authorized to sell them that water even if we wanted to. Even if they came in and said, hey, I got a new cafe, I want to put in a dairy, a 10,000-head dairy, we'd have to seek additional authorization from the state of Texas before we could offer a contract.
And that's fine. I don't want to belabor, but it just seems that this would also be a moot point as well in changing definitions whenever we're operating under...
Our old definition, if memory serves me correctly, left us with the impression that someone on the outside could have picked up our contract and said, "Hey, I want a contract for ag water." Well, we can't really sell you ag water. We can sell you irrigation water because that's what TCEQ authorizes us to sell it for. And Jason, if memory serves me correctly, that's what we were trying to fix, is that contract language needs to read specifically irrigation, so that there's no confusion on the part of the people that might want to buy water from us.
Yes, that's correct.
Go ahead. I've got a question on the municipal use portion.
Yes, sir.
The section that reads that municipal use shall mean the use of potable water within a community or municipality, environments for domestic, recreational, commercial, and it goes on, or the use of reclaimed water in lieu of potable water for the preceding purposes of the application of municipal sewage effluent on land. How does that language or that term, municipal use, impact? Isn't there an argument going on right now about reclaiming, the municipalities reclaiming their water?
Reuse water.
So I guess I'd like to understand, since we're addressing that term, how is that impacting that argument from our organization's perspective? Everybody know?
Point, our pending system operation permit, for example, asks for an appropriation of the return flows from water that's sourced by the Brazos River Authority. A number of our negotiations with municipal entities that protested the permit was based on their desire to also permit those return flows, and we have we developed a policy that it said that as long as that municipality was going to use those return flows within their service area, that we would not protest and we would release any water that we appropriated for that purpose. But if they chose to sell it downstream, then we would protest.
Got it. Thank you.
I'm sorry? Service area is either their city limit or their CCN.
Okay.
Or their extraterritorial jurisdiction as well, if their service area extends out to beyond their corporate limit.
Very good. Thank you.
Any more questions for Jason? Chair is open to a motion to adopt the. Oh, I'm sorry. Could you read the resolution first?
Sure.
I'm getting ahead of myself, sorry.
Okay. The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its January 25th, 2010 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby deletes the definition of for industrial use in Brazos River Authority water contracts and replaces it with the following. Quote, the term industrial use shall mean the use of water in processes designed to convert materials of a lower order of value into forms having greater usability and commercial value, including commercial fish and shellfish production and the development of power by means other than hydroelectric, but does not include agricultural use, end quotes. Be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby deletes the definition of municipal use in Brazos River Authority water contracts and replaces it with the following. Quote, the term municipal use shall mean the use of potable water within a community or municipality and its environs for domestic, recreational, commercial, or industrial purposes, or for the watering of golf courses, parks, and parkways, or the use of reclaimed water in lieu of potable water for the preceding purposes, or the application of municipal sewage effluent on land under a Texas Water Code Chapter 26 permit where, A, the application site is land owned or leased by the Chapter 26 permit holder, or B, the application site is within an area for which the Commission has adopted a no-discharge rule.
You've heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? Motion by Christian, second by Bennis. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeCluitt?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director McKnight?
Yes.
Director Porter?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Thank you very much, Jason.